Trump reveals plan for oversight of Venezuela, what to know. Washington, President Donald Trump and his team shared more details this week about their oversight plan for Venezuela following the ousting of regime leader Nicolas Maduro. After being captured in Caracas by the U.S. military, Maduro and his wife Celia Flores were transferred to New York City on January 3 and are currently being held in jail. At their first court appearance on January 5, both pleaded not guilty to federal charges that include drug trafficking and collaborating with gangs designated as terrorist organizations. Maduro told the court that he is still the president of his country and that he was kidnapped. On that same day, Venezuela's parliament swore in Delcy Rodriguez, Maduro's vice president, as acting president. Here are the key elements of the Trump administration's plan. Long-term U.S. oversight. Trump's plan for U.S. oversight of Venezuela will unfold in three main phases and may span several years. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters on January 7 that the first priority is to stabilize Venezuela. During this process, the United States will continue to apply economic pressure to prevent the country from descending into chaos. The second phase will focus on recovery, which means opening the Venezuelan market to American and Western companies. It also involves granting amnesty to opposition leaders and releasing political prisoners. The final step, Rubio said, would be a transition of power. In an interview with the New York Times on January 7, Trump indicated that American oversight of Venezuela could extend for years. When asked if it would last 3 months, 6 months, a year, or longer, Trump responded, "I would say much longer," adding, "Only time will tell." Venezuela to buy U.S.-made goods. Trump announced on January 7 that Venezuela's interim government has agreed to purchase U.S. goods and recognize the United States as a principal partner. This marks a significant shift from an era of heavy sanctions and strained relations under Maduro. "I have just been informed that Venezuela is going to be purchasing only American-made products, with the money they receive from our new oil deal," Trump wrote on Truth Social. "These purchases will include American farm products, medicines, medical devices, and equipment to help improve Venezuela's electric grid and energy facilities." In other words, Venezuela is committing to doing business with the United States of America as their principal partner, Trump wrote. "A wise choice, and a very good thing for the people of Venezuela and the United States." Money from Venezuelan oil. The Trump administration expects the United States to extract oil from the country's rich reserves and to control the global distribution of that oil for the foreseeable future. The administration outlined its strategy on January 7, stating that all proceeds from oil sales will be controlled by the U.S. government and distributed for the benefit of the Venezuelan and American people. The administration is now selectively removing sanctions on Venezuelan oil to allow its export and sale in global markets. Rubio said that the oil will be sold at market rates rather than the discounted prices offered in the past. He added that the money will not go to the regime or support corruption. Trump told the New York Times that he plans to rebuild Venezuela in a very profitable way. "We're going to be using oil, and we're going to be taking oil," he said, noting this would help lower global oil prices while returning the money to Venezuelans, which they desperately need. Trump is relying on large U.S. oil companies to rebuild the country's crumbling oil infrastructure, and he's expected to hold a meeting with the sector's executives on January 9. According to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, big oil companies, which move slowly and have corporate boards, are not interested in Venezuela. Instead, small companies are more interested in going to Venezuela. Speaking at the Economic Club of Minnesota on January 8, Bessent said that independent oil companies, individuals, and wildcatters, companies that drill oil wells, are calling the administration nonstop because they want to get to Venezuela yesterday. Cooperation with the interim government. Trump indicated that Venezuela's interim government, led by Rodriguez, is fully cooperating with the United States. "The interim government is giving us everything that we feel is necessary," Trump told the New York Times, adding that his team is in constant communication with her and the administration. On January 5, Venezuela's parliament swore in Rodriguez as acting president. Before she took office, Trump warned that Rodriguez will have to comply with U.S. demands, or she will face a situation probably worse than Maduro.